Okay, we're now joined by the owner of Team Penske, and that, of course, is Roger Penske. If you have a question for Mr. Penske, please raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. We'll start with Zach and then go to Bob. Thank
you very much. Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Roger, three consecutive NASCAR Cup Series championships and a 1-2 in the points this year with Joey and Ryan. What is that significance to you? With everything else that you have accomplished in your career?
Well, it's just one thing. It's the people. And it's the one that works so hard with
Roger.
Us.
Roger.
I said it was really, it's all about the people. And, you know, when you look at our team and you look at the domain knowledge, we have a big chart as you walk in the shop, and over half our people have been there 10 years. And I think that continuity has been terrific. And then the sponsors we've had have stayed with us because of the success. Then you take Joey and you take Ryan and, you know, also Austin. You know, we've got a great team. And I remember when Blaney came in with his dad, I think he was 18 years old, and he was this skinny little kid. Look at him today. I mean, he put on a great show, but I just can't thank everybody enough. You know, Ford has been behind us from the very beginning, and to think that the Shell car won here and won the Indy 500 is a pretty good one, too. So maybe we can get a renewal.
We'll go to Bob.
Bob Pockrass, Fox Sports. What did that drive by Joey say about him?
Well, I think you saw the – I think it was two-thirds of the way through the race when he came up, you know, and, you know, got right to the lead there. It was amazing. And I knew we had good cars all day, but you know how this place is, and even at the end there when we had three Chevys ahead of us on that restart, I was really concerned, to be honest with you. But you know, Joey had a mega restart, and you know, once Blaney got clear, the next thing is they had to race each other, which was a little concerning to me, to be honest with you. It's one thing if you're racing, you know, at a normal track, but when you're racing for the championship, you never know what's going to happen. Well, I know them well, but, you know, they're both, you know, they're hungry. And, you know, there's no question they race fair. And it was great to see the speed that the cars had in the long run. And I think that was the difference. I mean, and to get a good restart like Joey did, it was a matter then of just keeping cool. He pulled out a two-second lead, and Blaney came on and brought it down to, what, 2 or 3 tenths. So I couldn't ask for anything more, and it was a clean race. We had a jackman that had an issue, nothing to do with the race, but I think a personal issue that had taken him to the hospital. And we took the jackman off the two car, just show you, and put him on Joey's car and moved some people around. So that's the flexibility, the things that we have within the team.
Go to Matt.
Matt Weaver, Sportsnet. I want to go back to like 12, 13 years ago when you guys first started talking with Joey about coming over to the 22 car. And I'm curious, you guys have a blueprint, whether it's, you know, mirrors, Elio, that you guys have a model of a Penske driver. And I'm curious, what were the things that you saw in Joey that you, surely you had to know that he fit that model, even at a point where he didn't even know if he would be that guy, that coach didn't think he was that guy?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'd have to say I give Brad Keselowski, you know, a lot of credit for introducing me to Joey. I remember we were at Daytona and we were walking across the road there, and he introduced me to him. And I had watched him, and we wanted to get, you know, a full-time driver and in the Cup side. And I called Joe Gibbs, to be honest with you, and said, Joe, I'm very interested in hiring Joey. And he said, well, wait a week, because they were trying to get sponsorship for him. We're not able to do that, and we put it together. And he's been a leader the whole time. He's taken a lot of heat on many things, but when he puts the helmet on, you saw it today, there's nobody that gets after it like he does. And he and Brittany, what they do to the community day in and day out is he's just the full package altogether.
And then speaking of, you know, the heat that's on him sometimes, he came in here yesterday and said that we want to go out there on Sunday and step on their throats. And I know that you're a guy that wants to let your actions speak on the track. Did you hear that he said that? And does it kind of make you nervous a little bit?
That's the second time I've heard it. I'm glad I did. I think I might have used different words, but that's okay. When you win, you can say whatever you want, I guess.
Thank you. We'll go to Jenna.
Jennifer, AP. Roger, Blaney spent a lot of time this week talking about how he just wants to make you proud, and that this year in particular, as you mentioned, the Indy 500 victory, the Rolex victory, the IMSA championship, last week's WEC championship, now your third consecutive Cup championship. What still do you want to do? Do you want to win every week? What do these guys have to do to fulfill their goal of making you proud?
Well, as you know, racing is a common thread through our company. It's our brand. And, of course, we want to win. And I think that Ryan and Joey, they do everything they can for the team. And Austin and all the other people that have been with us, Mears, over the years have felt the same way. What I try to do is provide them with what they need to be champions. And, you know, we're not always up like this. And sure, we want to win more. We want to win properly. And I think when you race in this league with the teams we have here and see the execution, you got to give Mike Nelson and Travis Geisler and all the team, Paul Wolf and the people who have been Jonathan Hassler. These guys are just outstanding. And we grew them. We didn't put them in from the top in the funnel. They came up through the bottom, every one of them, so they have that domain knowledge, which makes it so important, and they work as one team. So what I need to do is continue to push them because, you know, we're not interested to sit here and not have the success. And I think that's been a great thing for us, not only here and the NASCAR racing, but in all the other series because, you know, it rubs off. I mean, we talk about the 24-hour Daytona. I mean, that rubbed off on these guys. They're always asking me, how are we doing? And I think that when you think about it, the number of people that we have that we touch, you know, every race in our company, and we have 74,000 people that tomorrow are going to be just climbing the walls with happiness because of the success. And that's what I'm in it for. It's not another race. It is, but it isn't. It's about being able to show our people and our partners, you know, what kind of company we are. So this certainly helps.
You were just an IndyCar championship away from a full sweep.
Say it again.
You're an IndyCar championship short of a full sweep of the year. Where would you rank this year for Team Penske?
Well, I guess you'd have to say it's probably, if not the best, one of the best. And I think that, you know, obviously not to win the IndyCar championship, which, of course, it's where we all started and built our first racing team was disappointing. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you try and you don't. And Ganassi, I have to give him credit. He continues to put up great numbers with his guys. But I told him, come on back to NASCAR. It's gotten easier.
Go to Jonathan and then John.
Jonathan Field, the Racing Experts. You know, in the 76-year history of the NASCAR Cup Series, there have only been two other owners, I mean, out of hundreds, two other owners who have won three or more Cup Series championships in a row. What does that mean to you just in the realm of history on top of everything you've already done?
Well, I guess to get in that club, I think it's Rick Hendrick and Petty, am I right? Say it again. Junior Johnson. Well, you know, I followed Junior for a long time, and, you know, Rick and I are great friends, and it's interesting. When we got in because the 48 was disqualified, I talked to Rick, and he said, I'm glad it was you that got in. And I said to him, I hope you don't feel that same way at the end of the season. So, anyhow, it's great, and it's just another opportunity for us that we were able to conquer.
Go to John.
John Newby, Savage Ventures. So last year, Joey said that when you walk in Team Penske, you immediately feel that pressure that you have to win. And if you don't win every race or every championship, you know, it can feel like a failure. And I was curious, from your perspective, how have you been able to identify these racers that rise to that pressure instead of, you know, faltering?
Well, I think first, you know, we want drivers that have won in some series. Today, the technical relationship, you know, with the crew chief or the chief mechanic or the engineer is so important. And, of course, we have the opportunity to partner with great companies around the world and to be able to have them communicate. So you kind of look at that. Do they have those attributes that they can then be able to be part of that success? And we don't have to tell our guys what to do. They know. But look, they're serious. We want to do one thing coming down here this weekend. You know, when you have 50% of the four cars, you've got to execute. And I was concerned during the race there at one point. I mean, we pitted early. The guys ran longer, and you could see that. But the cars had speed. And the good news is the drivers we do have are executing in a great way.
We'll take two more. We'll go to Deb and wrap up over here.
Deb Williams, Auto Week. Congratulations, Roger.
Thank you.
I just kind of want to take Team Penske back a little further. The first time you were in NASCAR in the 1970s, you had Bobby Allison as your driver. He was successful with the Matador. What did Bobby mean to Penske in those years, and how did that kind of set your foot and tone for now?
Well, you know, Bobby was a great friend, not only to me, my family, but many, many fans, you know, around the world. He was a class guy, and I respected him a lot. And we were very fortunate to have him come with us because he brought so much expertise. And I remember in the Matador when we won the Darlington 500, and, you know, he's had tragedy in his family, but he always stood up. And I would say, Bobby, when you think of the garage area, probably one of the most respected drivers of all time. And to see us lose him here over the last 24 hours is certainly heartfelt for all of us. We're thinking about he his family. But he went to Indy, raced at Indy. It wasn't any more different race for him than anybody else. And I think it's great to see Kyle coming. And I know Kurt was there. And to me, it's just, I guess you get to a certain age, and those are things that happen. But I think all of us here have to say a prayer for himself, and certainly thoughts go out to he and his family.
Thank you.
And we'll wrap right here.
Eric Liss, Blaze Radio. So Joey Logano won his first championship back in 2018. What have you seen him develop from 2018 now to 2024, and he's a three-time Cup champion?
Well, I think first he had to kind of shake off some of the reputation he had. It called him sliced bread, I think it was, or whatever it was. But he shook that off pretty quickly. But we were behind him, and I think that was key. And he just grew and grew and grew because, and not only on the track, but off the track. When you think about, you know, what he does, he and Brittany do for the outside world is amazing. And I'd go back to his first championship the night before the championship in Homestead. He was at one of the stores there handing out turkeys to people that didn't have what he had. So that's one side of him. The other side, when he puts the helmet on, there's nobody out there that runs harder than he does. And I think that was just him maturing, you know, over time and getting the confidence that he could win and he could race anyone. So he certainly proved it today, and he has for the last three championships for sure.
Okay, well, thank you, Roger, and congratulations on another championship.